We're back with a special edition of Climate One. Project Drawdown has published a list of top solutions for climate change, impactful actions already in existence that not only reduce carbon emissions, but also improve lives, create jobs, and generate community resilience. Besides the obvious, clean energy, saving the rainforest, the checklist also includes some surprising items, such as reducing food waste and improving educational opportunities for girls.
If women have the opportunity to have a voice and be agents in their community, in their country, globally, we have the opportunity to have the kind of innovation that we need to be able to combat this.
Lois Quam is the U.S. CEO of Pathfinder International, an organization that champions women's education and reproductive freedom. She joined me recently at Climate One, along with Jonathan Foley, Executive Director of Project Drawdown. I asked him about the inclusion of women's reproductive rights on the list of climate solutions.
We did a little bit of the math, saying it isn't just the carbon footprint that matters, it's also the number of feet, right? And so as we think about, you know, are we going to live in a planet of 8 billion, 9 billion, 10, it will matter. Now, admittedly, a lot of that population growth will be in some of the poorest places of the world, where the carbon emissions are far less than, let's say, ours in this room, for example. But nevertheless, a billion people more or less is a billion people more or less. That's huge. And so we did find that when you think about the things that are really the positive levers for change that also affect reproductive trajectories in the future, like educating girls, access to family planning, things that Lois and others have dedicated their lives to, was also intersected with climate solutions as well. In fact, when we put kind of women and girls solutions together, they became one of the most powerful things we can do. And it's not just on population, by the way. There's other things. So women disproportionately have a role in smallholder farming, also in collecting fuel wood and what's cooked at home, food waste, water decisions, things like this. So especially in other, you know, and especially in the developing world. So I think there's a lot more there, but Lois and I have talked about this before. The communities that kind of think about climate change and the communities that think about kind of reproductive health and women's rights, we haven't learned to talk to each other quite yet. We need to kind of come together because we're often talking about very similar issues. And when we discover that, it's very exciting.
The third-ranked solution on Project Drawdown's list is reduced food waste. They estimate a 50% reduction of the world's food loss and waste would cut the equivalent of 70 gigatons of carbon dioxide emissions. Reducing food waste takes on many different forms. In developing countries, food often doesn't make it to hungry people because of storage or distribution problems. In the U.S. and other wealthy nations, we simply throw out lots of food. City Harvest rescues high-quality food in New York City that was being discarded in perfect condition, provides it to hungry people. It's been operating for more than 30 years and inspired other organizations around the country. But senior organization specialist Kate McKenzie said it's only been in the last decade that their work is being recognized for its climate positive effects.
Since City Harvest started rescuing food, we've prevented about 600,000 metric tons of methane from being released into the air. And that's the equivalent of taking about 100,000 cars off the street for a year. Really starting in 2010, 2011, the movement of connecting the production of food, the way food is grown, the local food movement, and doing more with less as it connects to climate change really started to take hold. I remember having been in the space for a while when it was seen as, well, there's the environmental folks, the food waste side, and then there's just the anti-hunger community. And increasingly, I would say, particularly over the last 6 to 7 years, the two have really merged. So it's no longer a conversation of you either care about food waste or you care about food insecurity. It's a very large problem of hunger. There's a very large problem of food waste. And if we can solve both together, that's fantastic. But the two sides do need to be talking together.
That was Kate McKenzie with City Harvest in New York City. Another example of co-solving problems that aren't connected, but can be connected. Now for another take on waste, we turn to middle school student Kia Morshed. After observing how much trash his family produced, Kia decided he was going to do something about it. He joined the Trash on Your Back Challenge and wore his own trash on his back for a week and documented the whole process on YouTube. Kia, what prompted you to carry your trash on your back for a week?
Well, I'd say about a year ago, I was walking near the Berkeley Marina, and I saw a big clump of trash there. And that, as well as seeing how much trash me and my family produce in a week, I decided to do the Trash on Your Back Challenge.
And so you have this plastic bag, and what was the reaction of some of your friends when you started wearing around this little plastic bag with a couple of pink strings on it when you went to middle school with that? You're 13, right? So you went to middle school.
Yeah.
How'd that play?
Well, I mean, at first, I think most of my friends were actually pretty confused about it. They didn't really know what to say at first, but... And, you know, I got some weird looks from strangers on the bus, but but eventually people started asking me what it was about, and in a way I felt like I was kind of inspiring people to do this challenge and reduce their waste by seeing how much they use.
And did any of your friends volunteer to join you?
Yes. I had a few friends, and also I encourage everyone here to take part in this challenge as well.
So what do you think is the impact of this? What came of it for you? What came of it for people that you interacted with?
Well, I think climate change is kind of a depressing thing, and a lot of people are kind of scared of it. So I think a challenge like this shows us that we can bring some fun to like reducing our plastic waste, plastic usage. And so, I think that's something I'd like people to take away from a challenge like this.
What's next for you? You have a YouTube. You can check them out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, what's your...
Movies with Mike 1.
MIC1, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it up for Kia. Thanks for doing this. Reactions to the youth and the waste, Lois.
Congratulations, and thank you for inspiring us. In my work for Pathfinder, I get to travel around the world and meet with a lot of young people. Mm-hmm. And I think that the innovation required to combat climate change is in front of us if we can tap into the creativity and talent of all of humanity. And I often get, as you're asking, John, you know, how is women's empowerment and contraception and family planning connected to climate change? And the most powerful way is that if women have the opportunity to be able to have a voice and be agents in their community, in their country, globally, we have the opportunity to have the kind of innovation that we need to be able to combat this. Because as we know, and you know a lot about it in this part of the country, innovation often comes from outside the places of power, outside the places that have created the circumstances. It's disruptive. It comes. And for most of humanity and in most places, women are outside of that, and have life experiences and intelligence and creativity to offer to that. Yet it's very difficult to offer that if you don't have the opportunity for contraception. And then if I could just add one point which speaks to the number of feet that John referenced is globally 45% of all pregnancies are unintended. The best estimate says that if every woman had contraception when she wanted it, and we know hundreds of millions of women want to use contraception and don't have regular access or any access to it, that number would go from 45% unintended to 7% unintended. Yeah. And the Wittgenstein Institute in Austria just did an analysis of this, and they looked at two different world outcomes. One where we invest in girls' education, where we invest in family planning and other ways to build people. and the other where we principally invest in security and defense and anti-terrorism. And they estimate that in this strategy where we're investing in people, including family planning, that about the middle of this century, that population would actually go below where it is now, below 7 billion. And in this strategy where the investment is in security but not in people, that population size will be about double that, around 13 billion. So the opportunity to exercise this right that we've had is so key to combating climate change that I wasn't surprised when Drawdown found that that combination of girls' education and family planning was the single highest way to get there. This is about a human right, and it's about everybody's human right to make these kind of decisions about their life and to have the tools to be able to do that. And from the very beginning, Pathfinder is community-based. So I was in Ethiopia last week, and my team in Ethiopia is all Ethiopian. I was recently in Niger, and I was in a village outside of Zinder, Niger, and my team there is from that village. It is not possible to do this work by coming in from the outside, because this work is deeply cultural. We don't require our staff to have English. Most of our staff have to speak the local language because their job is to work with their neighbors to create the space so that people have options in their life and can exercise their rights.
You've been listening to a Climate One conversation about doing what it takes to combat climate change. Your public radio station can only bring you programs like these with your support. Here's how you can help.